Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute. First played in its present form following the terrible 7 days battle of the Civil War, Taps' haunting notes signified not just the day's end, but have become a final tribute to fallen soldiers. Americans understand well that freedom is not free, and we pay tribute to our veterans yearly on November 11th, a date which marked the end of World War I in 1918. However, it wasn't long after World War I before America was embroiled in three more foreign wars: World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, in which our soldiers and sailors displayed their bravery and service. One man, who is buried in Sitka's National Cemetery, served in all three of those conflicts: Archie Van Winkle. His son Kirk and his family still live in Sitka today, including Van Winkle's namesake and first grandson, Archie, who is now honored with safekeeping his grandfather's medals. Archie rose to the rank of colonel in the Marines after displaying heroism and personal sacrifice again and again, so much so that President Harry Truman presented him with the nation's highest award for valor, the Medal of Honor, following Archie's actions during the Korean War in stuff usually seen in movies. Archie remains today Alaska's only Medal of Honor winner. In 1950, at the Battle of Chosin Reservoir, Marine Staff Sergeant Van Winkle's platoon was holding a position when he saw it was about to be overrun by Chinese soldiers. Bravely, he began repeatedly charging the enemy, sometimes leading a small group of soldiers, but at least twice entirely on his own. Wounded two times, Van Winkle engaged in hand-to-hand combat and led a squad to rescue Marines cut off by a wall of Chinese. He continued to fight, even as the position was overwhelmed, and was wounded a third time by a grenade that broke every rib on his left side. He finally passed out from shock and loss of blood. Inspired, the Marines counterattacked and reached him. After the battle, Archie was thought dead and was brought to the morgue. Much to the surprise of the orderly, while lying amongst other fallen comrades, Archie called out for a drink of water. He lived to receive his medal and a direct field commission as second lieutenant, and to fight on in another war. Only those closest to him knew Van Winkle was one of America's most decorated war heroes. Archie's son Kirk remembers his father as a hard worker, whose men loved and admired, often describing him as a hell of a leader who is credited by many for starting today's Marine Guerrilla Warfare School as one of his last acts before retiring from the Corps in 1974 to build the 47-foot Halana and sail it to Alaska. While fishing for Alfred Carlson in Sitka, Kirk remembers Archie and Bonnie bringing the Halana to Sitka yearly for the Sitka Summer Music Festival. Sadly, not only did Archie pass away while living on the Halana in 1986 at age 61, but later so did his wife Bonnie and daughter Jan from an accident. Archie's remains were cremated and scattered at sea in the Tongass Narrows. A memorial headstone now stands in his honor at the Sitka National Cemetery. Taps echoed throughout Sitka's valleys and bays as Archie Van Winkle, Alaska's only Medal of Honor recipient, was laid to rest in the Sitka National Cemetery, following a career of military service, which should not let us forget that freedom indeed is not free. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.